This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. As U.S. hospitals ramped up COVID-19 vaccinations Tuesday, with the first vaccine approved for emergency use, federal regulators issued a favorable review of a second vaccine needed to combat the country's worsening crisis. The Food and Drug Administration said its preliminary analysis of a vaccine developed by Moderna and the National Institutes of Health confirmed its safety and effectiveness. The FDA's review moves the Moderna vaccine closer to regulatory authorization and comes as U.S. hospitals increased vaccinations with the shot developed by Pfizer and BioNTech, which the FDA cleared for emergency use last week. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Healthcare workers again will be receiving the first doses of Pfizer's vaccine.
Congratulations, Kevin.
Along with nursing home patients, 400 additional hospitals and other distribution sites get supplies today and then more in the coming days for a total of nearly 3 million doses. The total in the U.S. tops 2,400, according to Johns Hopkins, and is expected to grow with the holidays. I'm Julie Walker.
One day after the Electoral College affirmed Joe Biden as U.S. president-elect, the top Republican in Congress broke weeks of election silence and sent a sober message to a defiant President Donald Trump. It's over. AP Sagar Magani has more.
McConnell says he hoped it would end differently, but
the Electoral College,
in affirming Joe Biden's win.
So today I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden.
Essentially abandoning President Trump's push to overturn the election. But McConnell also spent several minutes on the Senate floor praising the president.
The skeptics doubted him. The critics derided him. But President Trump has delivered.